You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we are celebrating 10 years of the podcast. We discuss the Chase Bank money fraud glitch, the return of Altoid Sours and Stacey and Clinton, Pepsi's 2024 Gladiator commercial, and the Russian spy whale who forgot to hawk Tua. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Hi.
Oh.
Hi, my little pig dumpling.
That's me. Yes. That's me looking for truffles as a pig.
And
no truffles to be found. Truffle butter. Have you ever been a little pig bottom searching for truffle butter?
Never.
Oh, I think there's a gap in the market.
A gape in the market, honey.
Okay. This little piggy went to
the meat market. This little butcher's boy went to the meat market, honey.
Yeah. Corey, hi. How are you? Happy Labor Day.
It's not even Labor Day.
It was.
Happy, more like happy 10-year anniversary to Psychobabble.
Oh, talk about labor decade.
Should we really... You know, I feel like when that first episode launched,
what?
They really made us at the end of it be like, you listen and maybe someday you can be a guest.
Yeah, you know what? I remember that because I thought that's not going to happen.
Yeah, production at the production we had at that point in time really was pushing that agenda. And I felt like for the longest time, people were all like, oh, when's it going to be my chance to be a guest?
Well, which brings
so
us
to celebrate
brings us to our first
years.
Caller, you're on the line.
Ring, ring.
Hey, happy 10 years. Can you believe it? First of all, 10 years of whatever this is. Have lives been changed, yes or no?
Yes. Yes. We have altered somebody's brain chemistry.
Felons, mostly.
Felons, actual, yeah. The number of felons we've kept entertained on a Tuesday.
Felon babble.
And not just on the pod.
I know that's right. Yes, yes. Hello to all of our listeners. If you've been listening for 10 years, if you've been listening for one episode or anywhere in between, welcome and thank you. And you know what? Jump back in.
Scroll back and enjoy. Do you think this is season two?
I think we're... Yeah, no. Well, I guess that's a question. Is each season a year or is each season 10 years?
I feel like if I had to chapterize it... Did you just hear that big bang?
Did the universe be like...
If I had to is chapterize a word?
Sure.
If I had to chapterize it, I probably could.
Okay.
The show's probably had eras.
For sure.
We could tie it to each different production company.
Sure. Well, you know, there was the visual era, the full screen era.
There was the visual era. I felt like there was the pandemic era.
Okay. Well, how long did we do the set where we had a set?
1 year. They actually cut it short.
Oh, nice.
It was contracted for a year, and we were like 3 weeks out, and they were like, maybe there's not going to be a year two. And I said, maybe not with you. But there's going to be 10 years.
There was also the era where we would go to, where was that place? Maybe on Wilshire or something.
Yeah, that was the beginning era.
Was it?
Yeah, remember Emma would sit in the room with us? Shout out, Emma. I remember you did a like behind the scenes video once, and we went to record a pod that day, and she was like in the background of the video, and all the comments were, I can't believe a woman is sitting in the room with them while they do this.
A woman.
Emma was a girl, just a girl.
Well, you know, I just can't believe it. A whole decade. Time flies when you're having fun. Am I right, listeners?
Really, really, really sell it. Really sell it.
And no, yeah. Well, yeah. No, yeah. Well, yeah. For me, yes, actually.
Yeah.
What?
Yes, this show has changed lives. It has altered. What was the question? Altered lives.
Brain chemistry.
Chemistry. Yeah, I think the first episode was the subtle gray of an underbelly of a whale.
Yes, unapologetically. Well, it continues to save and change lives, and who knows what's next for Psychobabble.
Well, listen, maybe we'll have a proper
season two,
a proper celebration at the 500th episode, which is not that far away.
When does season two start?
Today.
Oh, ow!
We're in it.
Oh. Shit. Okay. New characters? New...
Previously on Psychobabble.
Yeah. Give us a 1 minute recap of what happened.
Oh,
If this is anybody's first episode, what have they missed so far?
A lot of laugh. They missed loving to laugh and laughing to love.
Okay. Well, I do have an update on Millie Bobby Brown, which feels topical.
No. Oh,
okay. Never mind.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Well, she's getting into the glasses business.
Oh, she's following in your footsteps.
I didn't want to say it, but...
Her Warby Parker era?
Florence by Mills. Available where glasses are sold.
Do you think she just goes by Mills?
I don't know, and I don't care.
I would actually rather her go by Mills than Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown Bon Jovi. Mills Bon Jovi.
Mills by Millie Bobby Brown Bon Jovi.
Yeah, so that's the extent of my update for her...
Do you think she has the Mills to pay the bills?
Ooh, Mills on Wills?
Yes.
You know what? Have you ever done box tops?
What is that?
General Mills.
Oh, where you send them in for stuff?
Yeah.
They would like donate to your school if you gave them 10.
I don't know if I ever believed that was real. Like, it just seemed like a ploy or a scam or consumerism, you know.
I was like, my mom doesn't have stamps in the house.
Well, I was recently grocery shopping, and I was perusing the cereal aisle. And cereal boxes are $6 or $7. What's going on?
It's insane. I hate it here.
And I pick them up, and it's like light. It's a light, small box of cereal that they say it's got 15 servings, and it's like, get real. Anyway, they were having a sale, but you had to buy four or more. And they were $1.99 each, so I went hog wild. But as soon as I got home, I wrote on each one the month I'm allowed to eat it, so I don't eat all of them in September. So we'll see. We'll see if it works. But
I must have told the story of when I was sick, had a little cold. All I was craving was Reese's Puffs.
Mm.
I said, I'm going to put on sweatpants and my Crocs and a hat, and I'm going to run to the Safeway grocery store, and I'm going to get me a box and come home and eat it. I showed up there, and you know what?
What?
They had buy one, get three free.
Ooh! Ooh!
I bought four. I think I ate all four boxes in the same week. I don't have the control you have.
I don't have the control I think I should have. It's so this is a new tactic.
Is that really what they say? How many servings? That box of Reese's Puffs, it was like two bowls. Well, yeah, two bowls of cereal in that box.
Shrinkflation. I'm telling you what, mama. Go back 10 years. Were we talking about shrinkflation then? What? We should see what we complained about in episode one and see if anything has been solved or resolved.
I don't think we were jaded back then.
I've never been jaded. Roll the clips.
So, hey, you know who is jaded?
Who?
Michael Keaton. Did you hear what he said?
Michael Keaton, is that Tom Hanks?
When asked about his performance in Dumbo, the live action movie, Michael Keaton said, "I sucked."
Oh, listen, when are we going to get a celebrity that tells the truth? Finally, we have it.
He said, "I really let Tim Burton down with my Dumbo performance, honey. I sucked."
I'm glad finally somebody's saying it. Was he the titular role?
Did he play Little Miss Dumbo?
I don't know, actually. Did you see the live action Dumbo?
I didn't.
You telling me that there was a live action Dumbo feels like a fake story. Like I visually, my brain can construct what that would be, and maybe it was because I saw a trailer, but also maybe because, like, sure, maybe I guess that probably exists. Did it? Does it?
Listen, on next year's April Fool's episode, I say we just do a whole episode of Hot Topics where we just lie the whole time.
I'm in.
And then we really gotcha at the end.
I'll do it. I'll do it for the attention, mainly.
I'll ask Siri to remind me.
Okay. So, did you see Beetlejuice Beetlejuice?
I didn't. I've asked friends for reviews. Everyone has said it's fun. I heard Catherine O'Hara's performance was incredible. I heard it is maybe a little kiddish.
That's allowed.
But I heard fun for all ages.
Yeah, well, I'm okay with that, and I'm going to see it, and I'm
excited. Did you see it?
I know, I haven't seen it yet. It's on my list.
So you're telling me yesterday morning when I was texting you, we could have got a very oniony bagel. We could have went to World Market, done a little shopping. We could have then swung to the movie theater to see Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
No, I'm saving it because Hudson wants to see it together. Because I hadn't seen Beetlejuice the first.
You did see Beetlejuice the first, and I was there in the room when you saw it.
Until Hudson introduced it to me. Are you serious?
Well, we went to Beyond Wonderland for your 30th birthday. We all slept in that hotel room together. In the morning when we were getting up, someone put Beetlejuice on the TV because it was on TNT or something, and we all sat there and watched it.
Rings a bell.
And you said things like, you said the hits like, "I can't believe I've never seen this movie.
Oh my God.
This movie is great."
The amount of times I see a movie for the first time, help me. Anyway, well, I can't see Beetlejuice the second until I see it with Hudson, because Hudson, babe, introduced me to the movie.
I was just play pretending as if we lived in the same city and were friends in real life, and you shot down my fantasy dream world where we go to World Market and see a movie?
I'll do it.
Yes. I guess season two is all about the no, but instead of the yes and.
Yes and.
No, but I can't see that with you.
Or yes, I'll see it with you in our mind. Well, also, well, if we're playing pretend, I'll also get a few pillows at World Market. Ooh.
listen. Okay, well, you know I got my new tomato blanket, and in that TikTok I sent you of those gays at World Market, there was a strawberry pillow, and I thought,
I've seen it there.
I need that strawberry pillow to go with my tomato blanket.
Well, you could do it.
I know. I almost did it yesterday. I was gonna take my car to the grocery store, and then I was gonna go to World Market.
I got a strawberry vase.
What?
It's like a big vase in the shape of a strawberry.
Do you say vase?
Like I say aunt.
No. No.
Season two.
Season two of the pot is wild. Aunt vase.
Well, I got a big strawberry vase. And
what do you put in it? I don't picture you putting flowers in your vase.
Pathos.
Pothos.
Pothos. Pothos.
Oh, wait. But where did you put your Lego flowers?
It's hanging. Oh, my Lego flowers are all around the house. Like, I have a bouquet in my...
Are they in a vase?
They're in vases. So I guess my strawberry vase is not so much a vase. It's like a plant.
It's a planter.
It's a planter.
It's a planter, girl.
It's a planter.
Where'd you get that? World Market?
Ross.
Ew. Ew. Ew.
I won't be ewed.
I will shit in a row.
Hell yeah, me too. Hey, do you know what Temu is?
Yeah, I've heard of it. Temu to me gives you orders. You'll order something from it, and they just take your money, and it never comes. But my brother, once I went over to his house, and he was walking around being like, "Oh, you like this? Temu. Oh, look at that. You see that? Temu."
I guess
he did a whole little shopping spree.
Yeah, but like it is known to be like scams, right? Like you order, it's like what you ordered versus what you got type of vibe.
That's what I've heard. Somebody anti-Temu is really pushing that agenda. If the stuff really shows up.
Well, I saw a post about this person who ordered a croissant lamp off of Temu.
Oh, yes. Yes. And the ants got in it, honey.
Well, So they thought they were ordering a lamp that was like shaped like a croissant, which it was, but it was shaped like a croissant.
They were ordering a croissant dipped in resin, honey.
Somebody literally made a lamp out of a croissant. And so there were ants all over it.
To be fair.
Ants all over it.
To be fair, I saw... I swear I saw a tutorial on TikTok on how to turn a baguette into a lamp doing that exact same process. So obviously someone at Temu thought I could buy a box of croissants. I could buy a roll of Pillsbury croissants.
I guess what's the best turnover for cost return on investment? A baker's dozen of croissants, you could turn them into lamps. That's the best.
Yes.
Okay, I guess maybe.
Yeah, introducing my new lamp business.
Okay. Okay.
So you have never ordered from Temu?
No, but I have ordered things on like Instagram ads, and it's been
hit or miss.
It's been hit or miss. Like I ordered these shorts that were camo. They were an Instagram ad, and they're incredible. However, I ordered this like boa lined, you know, dressing room robe from like some type of Instagram ad. And honey, what showed up versus what I ordered, it was like somebody had 7 minutes in a dollar store to construct the robe from unconventional materials that they could find.
Wasn't that Raja O'Hara's 1 minute talent show?
Maybe. Sometimes. A little bit.
Yeah, I stopped ordering from Instagram ads after I tried to order this jacket. And then like 3 months later, a child's like puffer jacket from Uniqlo showed up. And it was like not even close at all to what I ordered. And I was like, excuse me. And they're like, oh, sorry. Please just keep that jacket and don't ask for a refund.
Please just suffer through what you've done.
They were like, please. It was like a child's jacket for like a six-year-old girl.
Mm.
Please just keep this jacket and don't tell on us.
Did you?
Yeah, I got my money back. Mama didn't raise no fool.
Oh, speaking of get your money back, did you see the Chase Bank glitch?
Okay, no.
First of all, I was like,
Don't get me started.
Literally, the butcher's boy has been in a bank. So Tell the people the truth.
Boy, this little piggy went to market, left the market, and went to the bank. Here's what I saw. I saw a woman explaining why it's not a glitch. It sounds to me like people were just intentionally overdrawing their account because they never really realized that the banks will let you overdraw your account because that's how they rack up fees. So somebody said it was a glitch, but then they were just telling people to overdraw their accounts and that they were going to get free money. Like, how dumb are people if anyone was believing that?
Well, a lot of people are very dumb. And so I saw videos of people lining up at Chase banks trying to do that.
Yeah, I saw the I would just assume that's what was happening. I didn't see the full story, but I saw some woman like breaking down, explaining it. And even in the example she was giving, I was like, she's not even giving a good example of the overdraft situation. Nobody has the banking knowledge that I do.
Yeah, I just Googled it and it says Chase Bank is referring check fraud glitch incidents to the authorities.
And yeah, so they were calling it a glitch, but it was just literally check fraud and intentionally overdrawing your account.
Yeah, this is as TikTokers keep inventing money, quote unquote, hacks that are actually just fraud. Nice.
Literally. I can't imagine. And what she was giving, the TikTok I saw like breaking it down, she was giving an example of like, you write a check for $30,000, but you only have $5,000 in your account, and then the bank cashes it anyway, and then you're in the whole negative $25,000. I'm like, first of all, I'm like, yes, that is what's happening, but on that grand a scale, the bank would never let it. If you had $5,000 in your account and you tried to write a check for $30,000, the bank would be bouncing that. They're not just giving out $30,000.
You ever be bouncing on that?
Hey, speaking of people who can't afford things.
Ooh, okay. I have like five hot topics that could easily be that transition. Go.
Did you hear Armie Hammer can't afford gas?
Oh, I, you know what? Is he not the son of the baking soda?
Yeah.
So like, I saw that he posted that he has to sell his car because he can't afford
his beloved truck.
Well, you know, I think the issue was less about like can't afford a tank of gas and more like I can't keep refilling this because.
Well, why are you driving a gas guzzler anyway?
Well, men love to be in a big car. What's up with that?
Plug it in. Oh, I know. It's the people buying the. What's the Cybertruck that all the raccoons think are dumpsters? People who have Cybertrucks now would have had Hummers back then, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey. Speaking of hit
Wait, you're
miss,
done with Armie Hammer?
I'm not trying to give him airtime.
Yeah, well, he's doing a lot
of
commuting.
You're giving him more airtime than Michael Keaton and his Dumbo performance.
He's commuting. He's eating out. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Well,
you know
like,
who's
you know,
eating out?
He's because he's a cannibal. Who's eating out?
Melinda Verga on season two of The Traitors Canada.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Will you be seated for your favorite Queen of the North?
I
doesn't
hear that,
sound like it.
I hear that Traitors Canada is pretty good, right?
I've never watched Canada. I guess I didn't even realize there was a Traitors Canada foolishly until I saw that Melinda Verga is going to be on season two.
I think Miss Fiercelicious was on season one. Did I dream that?
I'm not trying to see more of that petulant child.
Oh. Melinda Verga, I just hope that she brings what I love about her and Untucked to the traitor's house. The mansion.
Which is
chaos. Which is...
Witches.
Witches.
How come out of all of the like drag mother transformations you've done in your life, you have not contacted Melinda Verga to get her...
To paint me?
Or at least, does she have a tutorial on YouTube you can follow?
I'll look it up. I don't know. I did do a Dawn transformation tutorial, and people were, her fans were not feeling it.
Fanning.
They were all, come fix your daughter. She looks like shit. The butt crack of Dawn.
Damn.
This is Dusk.
You know who's also not feeling it?
Who?
of Vladimir, the Russian spy whale who was found dead.
Whale?
Whale. Russian spy whale. Oh, you're laughing?
Oh,
you're laughing about the Russian spy whale?
So why did he die? Was it espionage?
Russian spy whale probably died after a stick became lodged in its mouth, police say.
Been there.
A beluga whale discovered with a harness strapped around its neck in Norwegian waters 5 years ago.
Been there.
It 5 years ago was found dead on August 31st. It had a stick stuck in its mouth. Not related to human activity, although animal rights activists say it is unnatural circumstances. Stick in the mouth.
Stick in the mouth? Well, did the whale give the hawk tua?
They said this whale was a Russian spy, but he was freed from his spydom 5 years ago.
Oh, so he was a free agent. He was doing freelance.
Well, he retired from the biz, but an autopsy showed a stick measuring 35 centimeters. That's 14 inches for those of you who are American. Was stuck in the whale's mouth.
Shit.
An empty stomach and a stick in the mouth. So most organs started to break down.
Shit. You have got to be careful when that happens.
a new entry for cycle, new cycle ghosty of the year.
I was explaining on Twitch the category of cycle ghosty for our awards. And people were like, you do an award category for dead people? I said, Or dead
posthumous, honey.
I said somebody's got to be putting them in some type of memoriam. Hello,
it's our version of it's our, and maybe we scrap it and we just have an in memoriam section.
Well,
Sarah Bareilles could sing.
Oh, I was thinking, I will remember you.
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay. We
certainly could do that.
We certainly could. Well, guess who? Did you see who's back from the dead?
Oh, Stacey and Clinton.
No, but oh my God, is that for real?
Stacey and Clinton reunion. New show coming next year on Amazon called Wear Whatever the Fuck You Want.
Are you for real?
I'm for real. Are you into it? They mended their fences or their beef. They squashed their beef.
They squashed their beef and they mended their fences.
They squashed their beef and they're going to take people who need a makeover, but they're going to say, okay, what speaks to you? Let us stylize that around what you want to wear, what you feel comfortable in.
Yeah, well, I think that makes sense. It's the updated version. It's the correct way to do it in this day and age. Like what they were doing before, oh my God. It was like they were bullying people. I don't know if you watched it in real time. Did you watch it when it was on?
I think I never miss an episode. That
I loved
Tabitha
it.
Tabitha Salon takeover.
Stacey
who do you
was
think taught
of,
me? Who do you think taught me to bully?
Stacey was kind of giving Michelle Visage before Michelle Visage.
She I will say amen. Hell yeah, brother, to that.
You know, the Cruella de Vil haircut.
She also had the gray streak.
And a faggot in tow. So is Clinton... Who's Clinton?
Clinton's the guy.
I know.
Clinton is Ross or Carson. Probably Carson.
Carson. Yeah, well... No, I was going to say, guess who's back from the... Guess who's back in the house? Well...
Heels click clacking about?
Altoid Sours. Remember those?
Oh, I don't like normal Altoids, but I loved Altoid Sours.
Well, they're bringing them back and they're calling them Retro Sours.
Drag king name. Altoid Sours.
I think I did just come up with a new drag king name. Let me look.
What was it?
I didn't write it down. I don't know. Well, the latest one I have written is Papa Ganda.
Okay, is it like, and he only does Papa Roach performances?
No. I also have Wes Hollywood.
Okay, that's got to exist. That has to exist.
Herbert Hoover?
That's a president, no?
Well, it's in my drag king names.
Herbert Hoover?
Yeah.
Is it H-E-R capitalized?
Oh, Himbert Hoover. Himbert Hoover.
Yeah. So well, I like Himbert Hoover.
Thembert Hoover, maybe.
Yeah, Thembert Hoover.
Himbert Hoover? Himbert Hoover. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I also have a new drag queen name, Willa.
Oh, right.
Willa the People.
Okay.
Like the will of the people.
You didn't need to explain it. I got it. The good ones I usually get.
Okay, what about this one? Madison Square Garden.
Yes.
Okay.
But her friend, Maddie.
What about Kim Spa Baby?
Yes. Actually, I love Kim Spa Baby.
What about Mimi Honkshoe?
We've already discussed. I think I came up with Mimi Honkshoe and sent it to you.
Okay, okay. Well, what about Jenna Sequoia?
Yeah, I love Jenna Sequoia. That one's really good, too.
Okay. Well, I think we're up to date. Well, there's Medea Rologist.
Medea Rologist?
Yeah, she's a meteorologist.
I get it. But it's, I don't know. Medea is probably copyrighted.
No, that's like saying I can't be a drag queen named RuPaul. I'm doing it. Nobody owns any names, okay?
Taylor Swift owns a lot of names.
Oh, actually, is that true? I believe it.
She copyrighted a year.
I can't believe she wasn't in the new Pepsi Gladiator ad. Did you see the new one?
No. Who was it? Selena Gomez? New billionaire on the street?
New billionaire? Legend icon?
billionaire on the street?
I have Billy Selena on the street. Hey, I have Selena Gomez cups.
What does that even mean?
I'm the reason
her performing
she's a billionaire.
The cup song?
No, she did.
Oh, from her home and her home line.
She did a collaboration with like Our Place, which is like dish, like you know,
yeah,
pots and pans and shit. And they sent me some, and they also included like a 4-pack of her of cups, like little cups that are blue. Anyway,
and you love them.
I do love them. I use them. They're my Metamucil cups.
They're my cups.
Anyway, no, she's not in the new Pepsi Gladiator ad. It's Megan Thee Stallion
by herself
and 4 football players.
Boo
indeed.
Why are we giving men the spotlight?
Travis Kelce.
I believe it.
And 3 others that I didn't know. Josh and Derek and Justin.
Oh, classic.
Which I don't know if any of them are in my fantasy football league. Hey, week 1 under the.
It's not, honey. It's not over until Tuesday mornings.
Oh. So?
Some of us got Monday night games.
Well, I've lost week 1.
I'm sorry.
Hey, what is it? What
you
does
need
it mean?
Any help.
I do need help. What does it mean if somebody's got a little red square next to their name?
It's usually like a letter, not a square.
It looks like a little file next to their name.
Oh, I mean, it means if it's red, it means click on them because they might not be playing tonight.
Well, I keep trying to figure out what anything means in this ESPN app, and I'm like,
we'll schedule an off podcast call and I'll walk you through it.
Well, okay.
So you don't get bamboozled into any cheap trades this year.
I've already accepted I'm going to lose. This is, it's like...
Honey, that's not how manifestation works.
Also, so we're in a fantasy football league. I bring a sort of fantasy to the football league.
You really
league.
Do bring them.
We're in a fantasy football league with Grayson, Mamrie, and co. And it's only the winner gets the money. What about second,
I don't,
third,
I
fourth
didn't,
place?
I don't know if that had been decided. I've been meaning to group text that chain and say, is this a winner take all or a first, second, third?
I would like it
to be, last year,
I would like it to be not
I got
winner
third.
Take all. I want
last year I got third.
Maybe even last place gets something. Ooh.
No. You could throw every game.
And I do.
Well, another great episode of Psychobabble.
We didn't even get into Dancing with the Stars.
Well, I gotta go, honey.
Okay. Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me ringing in season 2 of Psychobabble.
Ooh.
Here on the podcast.
That's cool. That's cool.
You can find me. You can find me actually trying to make my goal of read 40 books by the end of the year.
What are you at?
25.
Oh my
and
God.
I'm really churning.
Well, I follow that Twitter account that says what percentage of the year we're done with. We're at 69%.
I know. My Goodreads is telling me I'm like one book behind, so I need to pick it up, but I'm going to make it.
Okay, well, I keep...
Where can people find you?
You can find me everywhere. Cool. I'm the whisper in the wind. I am the breeze on your lips. I am
nipples.
I am the smell of dew in the morning. I'm everything and everywhere. I am the entire universe.
I think you're the smell of don't in the morning.
All right.
All right, designers.